This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Just 2 weeks after an inquiry board criticized NASA's management culture for contributing to the Space Shuttle Columbia disaster, the agency says it wants to put another shuttle into space by early next year. Joining us, as he does every Thursday, is Science Friday's Ira Flatow. Ira, is this timeline a surprise to anyone, sooner than expected?
Well, it's 6 months from now, if you look at it. Members of Congress are a little bit wary, and actually on Wednesday, NASA was called before Congress to say, hey, wait a minute, do you think this, you know, you may be making the same mistakes we made last time in too much of a can-do atmosphere 6 months from now? I mean, are you going to be able to implement all the recommendations and take those precautions that this commission said you should do? NASA says, well, that's like sort of not a hard and fast deadline next March. That could slip, and it's just sort of a target date, so we'll have to see what happens.
Have they made any structural changes at NASA to address these cultural problems that this board cited? I mean, isn't that kind of an ingrained sort of thing?
Yeah, well, they're going to try to bring in some outside help, some advisors to observe how the culture is changing. And, of course, the culture is the most difficult part of NASA. And they're worried that this culture might be the same kind of culture that says, hey, we can get this done in, you know, just 6 months and put Atlantis back up in space.
Yeah.
The commission agreed after they finished their work. They were asked by the committee yesterday, would you come back and would you, you know, a year from now, referee what NASA has done? And they said, yeah, well, we'll hang around, we'll wait a year, and we'll reconvene and decide if NASA is taking our recommendations.
What about the political will that's necessary to keep sending these manned flights and womaned flights now into space? You know, a lot of reports have said, we don't actually need to send people up there. We can send robots. They'll get the work done.
Well, you know, in fact, it was pointed out that they don't have to put any astronauts in this shuttle that they could send up. They could just remote control it and send it over to the International Space Station and use as a cargo ship if they needed to. But that's a good point, Alex, because what they have not addressed yet and what the committee said they had to answer is, what is your mission? Where do you want to go in space in the next 5, 10, 25, 30 years? And I think that's going to be the great national debate, because it's going to be very expensive, that NASA's going to have with Congress and the American people.
Ira, just sheerly on a kind of human level, does NASA have any problem at this point getting volunteers or astronauts to go on these space shuttle missions?
No, I don't think so. In fact, the astronauts said if they had known that there was a problem with the astronauts being stranded in the shuttle, if they had seen the tiles were in damage, and there was a rescue mission, the astronaut office said we had astronauts who would be lining up in the hallways to take a tricky rescue mission if necessary. So I don't think that's the problem.
So they've got the people, they've got the schedule they want to meet, and I guess it's just really a question of the will to do it. Does that still remain?
Well, they also have to come up with some fixes to the shuttle. They have to come up with a way possibly of repairing the tiles in space, some super glue, some sort of thing like that. They have to come up with a way of putting, you know, a camera on so they can see where the tile damage is, possibly onto the robotic arm. They have to be able to inspect all the tiles. They're going to be limited to launches during the daytime so they can actually photograph all the tiles as if, you know, in case they want to see damage. They have to find a way of taking the foam off those pieces that fell off, and that can easily be done. That area doesn't need, they really have foam on it. So there are these physical things that have to be done, and NASA believes they can do that and meet the requirements by next spring. We'll just have to wait and see.
Ira Flatow, host NPR Science Friday. Thanks, Ira.
You're welcome.